This is Akashvani. The news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the National Conference of Chief Secretaries for the second day in New Delhi today. The three-day conference began on Friday. Mr. Modi will also address the concluding session of the conference today. The National Conference is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the Iron Man of the country, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister remarked that the personality and the work of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen, for the unity and integrity of the nation, and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to Sardar Patel on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah credited Sardar Patel for laying the foundation stone for the creation of modern India by integrating more than 550 princely states. Remembering India's Iron Man, Mr. Shah called him the symbol of the country's unity and added that his dedication towards national unity and integrity laid a strong foundation for Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Moldova, Mihail Popsoi, arrived in New Delhi today. Welcoming the leader, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that Mr. Popsoi's visit will deepen India-Moldova bilateral ties and foster a stronger partnership. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumar Dissanayake will arrive in New Delhi today on a three-day official visit to India. This is his first visit to India after he assumed office of Sri Lanka's president. During the visit, President Dissanayake will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on key bilateral issues. Mr. Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and enhance commercial ties between the two nations. Mr. Dissanayake will conclude his visit on Tuesday. In Maharashtra, the cabinet expansion of newly inducted government will take place in Nagpur today. The cabinet expansion of the ruling Mahayuti government is set to take place at Raj Bhavan premises in state's sub-capital Nagpur this evening, ahead of the week-long winter assembly session. The winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin tomorrow in Nagpur. In a significant development in the Bengaluru-based techie Atul Subhash suicide case, Bengaluru police arrested Atul's wife from Gurugram and her mother and brother from Prayagraj today. The accused were booked for abetment of suicide and allegedly demanding 3 crore rupees to withdraw cases against Atul and 30 lakh rupees for visitation rights to his son. They were brought to Bengaluru, produced in court and sent to judicial custody. Efforts are underway to arrest a fourth accused in the case. Atul was found dead in his apartment on December 9. He left behind a 40-page note and a video detailing his ordeal, including allegations of harassment by his wife and her family. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions to continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in isolated pockets of Madhya Pradesh today. IMD also predicted cold wave conditions in isolated pockets over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha today, and in Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad during the next 2 days. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 at Muscat, Oman today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.